The return of migrating swallows to the Bay Area each spring marks the beginning of the warmer months, and these feathered friends are met with great delight. Their vibrantly colored feathers are only matched by their stunning aerial acrobatics as they zip around the sky, snatching up a quick snack. At the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, we have already seen our first of the returning swallows, and we thought there was no better time than now to showcase one of our favorite spring migrants. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the barn swallow. Welcome to Bay Birds. The barn swallow is the most abundant and widespread swallow in the world, with a range that covers both the northern and southern hemispheres. While the barn swallows we see in the spring and summer spend their winter in Central and South America, this is only a subset of their larger world population. Barn swallows can be found on 6 of the 7 continents, usually spending the winter in the southern hemisphere before heading for the northern hemisphere in summer. Even with such a widespread distribution, they are mostly distinguished by the color of their underparts. Barn swallows are one of the easiest birds to identify, as their deeply forked tail is a dead giveaway. Although they're only slightly larger than a song sparrow, the barn swallow is vastly more colorful. Sporting a sapphire blue coat and a cinnamon-colored forehead and throat, the barn swallow brings so much stunning color to our summer. While their beautiful feathers are a treat to see in our skies, their vibrant colors were almost their downfall. During the 19th century, many barn swallows were hunted for their beautiful feathers. These feathers were used to make hats in a trade known as millinery. Luckily for the barn swallow, the use of their feathers for hat making has fallen by the wayside. While humans caused trouble for barn swallows in the past, the rapid expansion of human development has actually helped the barn swallow population to flourish. Named for their almost exclusive use of man-made structures for nesting, the barn swallow is a treat to have in our cities and towns. While most barn swallows of North America build a cup-shaped nest on our edifices, one population in California's Channel Islands still holds true to their evolutionary roots, building their nests in caves. While raising their nestlings, these birds like to call on the help of others to ease the responsibility of parenting. Other barn swallows, usually relatives of the parents, will help feed their young chicks. While these nest helpers feed the young, the parents are free to find food for themselves. Not only are barn swallows a treat to have in our own towns because of their beautiful coloration, they also help keep our pesky insect populations at bay. Unlike many other birds we have featured on this show, the barn swallow is an aerial forager. Snagging their prey in mid-flight, the barn swallow feeds on a variety of flying insects as they zoom above fields, marshes, lakes, and coastal waters. Barn swallows have even learned that by following farm equipment, herds of cattle, and humans can provide a tasty treat of flushed-out insects. In keeping with their highly skilled aerial abilities, barn swallows will even drink and bathe while in flight. Now that's what I call life on the fly. To catch a glimpse of the aerial acrobatics of the barn swallow, head out to the northern tip of Richardson Bay. There is a nesting population of barn swallows in the Cove Apartments, and it is visible from the pathway between the apartment complex and the Strawberry Point Elementary School. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.